One question that's really important to me is what you would say to the skeptics that are considering working with a coach or me. You're somebody, Kate, who does not suffer fools gladly, and I really love that about you, and it's part of why I asked you specifically to do this interview testimonial with me. And so I know it took something for you to reach out and say, yes, I'm interested in working with you. Well, what would you say to the skeptics of the world?
Well, I can honestly say that if I hadn't done the work with you and if my team hadn't done the work with you when we did in the way that we did it, I am certain that either that one of two things would have happened. Either the business would have not succeeded and we wouldn't be around today, or if the business was around, we'd be really dysfunctional. I'm the type of person that I always succeed at what I do. And if I start on something, I'm going to complete it, and I'm going to do it the best I can. And I could feel myself and the company, I could feel in my gut that, you know, I'd never run a company before, and I felt I could, but I needed to have my checklist and my guidebook and all those things, and there really wasn't such a thing I didn't feel there was such a thing for me out there, and this was the greatest resource I could find. And then the other thing I really, really love about it is that I've now known you, whatever it is, 6-7 years, and been doing work with you, but it hasn't needed to be all the time. I have found great value in that we built this base, you understand the company, you understand the people, and then we cannot do work with you for a year or two. And then we come back mm-hmm. to that basis and know how to be this, you know, a really great resource. I can go back and say, hey, this happened with this person, or we're going to be doing this new kind of take on a new skill set at the workplace or something, that we're going to change the company in some way. And by having done that work with you, not only are we equipped to be able to do that new thing, but also having you help us guide us in that new thing it's so great because we've done the work with you, so you know people and their personalities, and you know, what are my things that I tend not to hold myself accountable for, and same goes for everybody on the team. So it's been a surprise to me that hasn't needed to be ongoing. Like it's there, you're there for support, but you're not like the chiropractor where you have to go every month or otherwise you're screwed.
Awesome. And how about for somebody, you know, I know you've only worked with me in the domain of business, mm-hmm. but, you know, my work crosses wherever we need to go in terms of, I don't want to say crossing boundaries, but crossing a broad spectrum of domains that I'll work in. So is there anything that you could say in terms of speaking to somebody who would be considering working with me on a personal coaching, consulting kind of level, like they wanted their butt kicked in a certain area, they wanted to stop suffering in a certain area?
Yeah, I would say that one of the greatest things that you bring to working with you is I do feel like it's just about a partnership. I don't feel like I'm being instructed. So I feel like any decisions I make are based on work I've done where I've learned more about my patterns and why I do this and why I do that. And there's no judging, but I am being held accountable. So when I feel like there's this big challenge in front of me, it's such a great resource to be able to go to you. So it can be a personal challenge or a professional challenge, but I feel like I can go to you and say, okay, I need help clearing my head. I need to figure out, I know I can get to that place, or I wish I can get to that place, and you can help, you know, clear up all the jumble of everything and then say, okay, here's what looks like the steps might be, or here looks like, you know, that might be hard. What do you think, you know, help me see it in bite-sized pieces. Okay, what would the first step be? Or counting it backwards. And, you know, if you wanted to get here, what would you have to do to be able to get to that last step? And what would you have to do to get to that next to last step? And really helping me see it clearer. So I think for whether it's a company or personal, you really help people focus and you really hold people accountable. But yet in all that, I don't feel like you're ever dictating. I feel like I'm making all the decisions. I just have you guiding me so I don't fall off the track.